This is a journey into sound.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get it on. It's time to get down.
I know you're gonna dig this.
Hi, and welcome to the 100 Greatest R&B Songs. My name is BJ Berry, and these are the greatest R&B hits of all time, and as well, the stories behind them. So let's get started. Today we feature Zapp featuring Roger Troutman. More bounce to the ounce. Minutes and 25 seconds of pure funk. Usually, we start by telling you about how the artist got started in the music business. But for this band, let us first take you to the origins, in this case, Dayton, Ohio. Why Dayton?
The Ohio Players, they were very famous. And when the Ohio Players, when they became famous and had great success, they didn't move to New York City or Hollywood. They stay right in Dayton.
When it comes to funk bands, one would think of Motown, Philadelphia International, West Coast, East Coast, and of course the godfather of funk himself, James Brown. But hold up. We at the 100 Greatest R&B Songs would like to declare Ohio, yes, Ohio, the Buckeye State, as the unofficial funk capital of the world. Ground zero, bands from Dayton. Population, 140,000. That would be the Players from Ohio, the Ohio Players. And yes, they're from Dayton, Ohio. And then we have this band, Slade.
Walking down the street, watching ladies go by, watching you.
And there were many more, including this funk band, Lakeside. Also from Dayton, and perhaps you forgot this band, Sun. And even though this band got their start in Europe, they based themselves in Dayton, the legendary Heatwave. And just 48 miles away, this guy out of Cincinnati, Ohio.
Hallelujah! They call me Casper. Not the friendly ghost, but the holy ghost.
That would be Bootsy's Rubber Band featuring Bootsy Collins and then, of course, his brother Catfish. They would also be a huge part of this funk band. And then, of course, if you mention Parliament, you have to mention Funkadelic. Parliament and Funkadelic would both claim to be from Detroit, but the roots of both bands were based out of Ohio. In fact, the funk epidemic was so bad in Ohio that even the white guys were in on the action. That would be Wild Cherry, Play That Funky Music, from Mingo Junction, Ohio. So again, bands and musicians from Ohio. Which brings us back to our feature funk band, Zapp. And yes, from Dayton, Ohio, and they first formed in 1977. You had the four Troutman brothers, Terry, Lester, Larry, and of course Roger, plus the non-Troutman family members, Bobby Glover, Gregory Jackson, Sherman Fleetwood, Jerome Dickerson, Eddie Barber, and Janetta Boyce. And the main person behind all of this was multi-instrumentalist brother, Roger. He played bass, guitar, flute, vibes, keyboards, harmonica, and he had this thing called a talk box.
The more I worked with it, the more people liked the sound. It started, it was almost like it was hypnotic because I could do things like, well, I can show you what I mean better. Like, so, like with songs like, bounce.
The talk box dates back as far as 1939. A guy named Alvino Ray used a carbon throat microphone wired in such a way as to modulate his electric steel guitar sound. This technology was originally developed for military pilots to communicate with one another. In the rock world, everyone was using it, from Bon Jovi to Peter Frampton. Frampton had his heyday in 1976, and Bon Jovi a bit later. But that was after Stevie Wonder was seen playing around with one in 1974. Then Stevie wrote a song for Rufus and Chaka Khan, Tell Me Something Good. It was perhaps their first big hit featuring a guitar talk box. Roger Troutman began recording music in the early 1960s. His first solo recording effort was under the name Lil Roger and His Fabulous Vells. Here's that first recording, Jolly Roger. They then changed their name to Roger and the Human Body in 1976 and released one album entitled Introducing Roger. It got some minor attention, but no national hits. But it was the introduction of the talk box. And then in 1977, they went from Roger and the Human Body to Zap, which was named after Roger's little brother, Terry. That was his nickname. The group was searching for recognition. They began playing at various small venues locally around Ohio. The Troutman family had a long-standing friendship with the Collins family, especially Bootsy and his brother Catfish. And then one night, Bootsy and Catfish popped up and they attended a Zap show. They were impressed with Zap's musical abilities, which prompted Bootsy to invite Roger to United Sound Studios in Detroit. That, of course, would be home of the P-Funk.
A good evening. Do not attempt to adjust your radio. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control as to bring you this special show.
Make mine the P-Funk.
Bootsy then introduced Roger to George Clinton. Roger had subsequently already written and recorded the demo for More Bounce to the Ounce. He let George hear it. George gave him a few tips, and he really liked it. He liked it so much, in fact, that he signed them to his Uncle Jam Records. Unfortunately, at the same time, Uncle Jam went bankrupt, and that left everything hanging. In fact, the whole project almost didn't happen until Bootsy decided to take them to Warner Brothers. They presented the demo tracks to Warner Brothers, and Zap got signed right away in 1979. In July of 1980, Zap finally released their debut album, which was produced by Bootsy and Roger. They had recorded it at the P-Funk Studios, United Sound Systems in Detroit. More Bounce to the Ounce would go on to be a funk anthem, and still is to this day. And Roger and Zap would go on to have many, many more hits. Then Roger started a solo career. Computer love.
searching for someone who can share that special love with me.
Unfortunately, on a Sunday morning, April 25th, 1999, Roger Troutman was fatally shot in an apparent murder-suicide by his older brother, Larry. A family quarrel of the worst kind. There were financial problems in other family business ventures, and Roger had just fired Larry as a manager of his music career, a position that Larry had held for several years. The two brothers, in fact, had even written this song together. Roger would go on to be a superstar. In fact, he would also produce hits for other artists that you know.
As we lay, we forgot about tomorrow. As we lay, as we lay.
And then, of course, you have the West Coast hip-hop scene. Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, G-Funk. They owe a lot to Roger Troutman.
If I had to make a comment about other music other than my own, I would make comments about rap music because I think that rap music is unique because it has survived so long when everybody expected rap music to die.
California.
And then rap meets Roger, and all of the stars lined up in 1996. Tupac, Dr. Dre, featuring none other than Roger. Roger's involvement in California Love awarded him a Grammy nomination for Best Rap Performance by a Duo or Group in 1997. Everybody loved Roger. After Roger's death, Ice Cube once said, "More Bounce to the Ounce was that song that introduced him to hip-hop. He was a pop locker back then. I said, I hadn't heard of Rapper's Delight yet. More Bounce to the Ounce was the very first song that was really fly to me." And for all the wannabe rappers and pop lockers, here are a few wise words from Roger Troutman.
You can be anything you want to be if you remember to stay away from drugs, stay away from alcohol, and just stay in school and listen to your parents, and you can be very successful.
Rest in peace, Roger Troutman, and long live the music of Zap featuring Roger. You've been listening to the 100 Greatest R&B Songs of All Time. My name is BJ Berry. And before we let you go, we'd like to remind you to subscribe to this podcast. Check out our playlist on Apple Music and Spotify. And while you're there, make a song suggestion. And the beat goes on. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you the next time.